Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
To paraphrase Paul, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to buy into the enemy's lies about the spiritual gifts that God has given you. I want to echo and paraphrase Paul's words. I don't want you to buy into these lies from the enemy about your spiritual gifts. Because we are God's hands. We are God's feet here in Bedhampton. Without being too dramatic, I'd want to go as far to say as we are God's army in Bedhampton. This, of course, is an army with a difference, an army of service, an army of community and of prayer, an army led by God's Holy Spirit. And of course, if we are an army, I know we've got a couple of ex-army with us today, my friends down there. Of course, we have an enemy. And it's not one we often talk about, but the enemy is the devil. And one of the most effective strategies he has, other than managing to convince some people he doesn't exist, is to make us actually believe that we are under-resourced and under-qualified. He sows doubt amongst us in our minds and our abilities and our own worth. But the truth is this. With the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts God has provided us here in Bedhampton, here amongst his church, his body, we have everything we need to see God's kingdom come to Bedhampton. Now, some of us, of course, struggle with the idea that we, at our stage of life, whatever stage that is, I think it's probably, George is probably our youngest here today, and Joan, bless her, is probably on the other end of the spectrum, aren't you, Joan? But whatever stage of life we're at today, some of us struggle with the idea that we, with our particular circumstances and our point in life, can be used by God. But I want to be really clear about this. That, my friends, is complete tosh and a lie of the devil. It's complete rubbish. Which is why over the next quarter, we're going to spend about 5 sessions looking and exploring your shape. The unique design that God has given you to be used for ministry here in Bedhampton. Interesting that yesterday we ordained 2 priests and their ministry, but actually that's not to say that we don't all have a ministry. And SHAPE is an acronym that stands for spiritual gifts. What special abilities has God given you that we're going to talk about today? Then there's heart, what passion burns within you for God's work. Abilities, what natural talents or skills were you born with? Personality, how can God use your particular personality for his glory and service? And then experiences, both joyful and sad. How can God use those for good in Bedhampton? Now, another lie you may have been told in the past is that as an apprentice to Jesus, we all have to be the same. We all must look the same, we all must act the same, and we all must believe exactly the same. But again, that's a lie. And even actually a cursory glance through the Bible and the characters that God uses in the Bible tells us that's a lie. We're not all the same. Jesus doesn't say, check in your brain and your gifts and your experience at the door and come follow me. Quite the opposite, actually. If you look at what he did with the disciples, he says, bring your experience, bring your gifts, your intellect, and how God gloriously built you, and then come follow me. Of course, one way to find out how God might use us is through our shape. Why today we're going to begin this series of 5 looking at that and looking at the spiritual gifts. So what are spiritual gifts? Well, we had a nice long list from Sue, didn't we? But let's start with what they're not. They are not simply your natural talents. We'll get onto that later on with abilities. They're not learned skills or hobbies. Galatian church, Paul talked about the fruit of the Spirit. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul's reflection there is that these things emanate from us when we become followers of Jesus, when we become apprentices to Jesus, as we mature in following him. These are the things that come out of us because of what the Holy Spirit is doing within us. But spiritual gifts are more input from God rather than our output. There definitely is something of God's Holy Spirit in the mix here. And I'm sure they do cross over with our natural gifts as well, like we say we'll look at later on. But actually these gifts depend upon God and not upon you. Paul says to the Corinthian church, he says, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Now we're going to get onto the list that Sue went through later on, but notice two things from this very first sentence. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To each one. Everyone has gifts from God. That means you. Doesn't mean just special people that were ordained priests yesterday. Doesn't mean church leaders. Doesn't just mean those who are extroverts and their personality. It means everyone. Everyone receives a gift. Not the same gift, but everyone gets gifts from God. That is plainly clear. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The second thing is that the purpose of your gift is to build up the body of Christ that we heard about in the Gospel. Not for your glory, not for my glory. Actually, for the body of Christ, for the common good. So if someone's gift is teaching, then they should teach for the common good of Christ's church. If someone's gift is administration, they should use that for the common good of the body of Christ's church. If hospitality is someone's gift, it should be used for the common good of Christ's church. Christ's church, again, not the buildings, you, the people of God. We are both the outworking of spiritual gifts, but also the beneficiaries of spiritual gifts, the beneficiaries of receiving all the good stuff that comes from that. In Romans, we hear from Paul, as we look at what actually the spiritual gifts are. In Romans, Paul says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's given, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Prophecy, teaching, encouragement, giving, leadership, mercy, administration. Administration in this version is translated serving. There's a whole list of gifts already, but we don't have to hang around there. We can go into Corinthians, where he says, to the one there is given the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another knowledge of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongue, still to another the interpretation of tongues. So we add to our list wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, discernment, tongues, and interpretation. But he doesn't stop there. And God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and different kinds of tongues. Further on in 1 Corinthians, adding apostleship and helping to our list. Then we jump over to the Ephesian church when Paul speaks to them. So Christ himself gives the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Adding evangelism and pastoring to our list. I've got to stop somewhere, so I'll stop at 1 Peter, where we read, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful servants of God's grace in various forms. Add in hospitality, which is definitely a gift that we find in Bedhampton. Got a whole list of spiritual gifts, so don't ever tell me that spiritual gifts are not biblical, because there's a whole list of them coming out of there. I'll go over it once more: administration, interpretation, apostleship, knowledge, discernment, leadership, encouragement, mercy, evangelism, miracles, faith, pastoring, giving, prophecy, healing, teaching, helping, tongues, hospitality, and not a partridge in a pear tree, but wisdom. And I don't believe, actually, that that's an exhaustive list. I think that is just a glorious list of God's gifts to us. And, of course, behind each one of those headlines are some details about what that means to work out. What is helping and mercy and teaching? Of course, there are Christ-like ways of using those gifts, and like any gift that we receive, they can be misused as well. So it's important to dig deeper into any one particular gift to understand what it is. So I'm going to start with the administrator. No, I'm not. I can't possibly go through every single list and explain it this morning if you want to get home before tea time, can I? So, but it's important to find out what each gift means. And of course, I've mentioned before that the book that backs this up actually it's not a new book, it's quite an old book that Susan and I read back in the late 90s, I think it was, and made an impact on me. You can get this in the usual places. It's called Shape by Eric Ries. I've got a couple of these second-hand ones, which about a fiver each, I think it was. But dig into there and find out. Well, that's a good place to begin. That in the usual places. But for now, so we can move on in our service, for now, can we agree that God does bestow spiritual gifts upon you, upon all of us? Can we agree that there are biblical examples of them being used if we read our Bible? And can we agree that they should be used for the benefit of Christ's church and the glory of God? If we can agree that, then the next question is, how do you discover your spiritual gifts as part of your shape, as the first part of your shape? And I want to give you two keys to discovering that. Firstly, I want to say prayerfully, actually, look at that list on your sheets there. Look at that list of spiritual gifts and ask yourselves, what gifts do you think I might have? What gifts do I think I might have? Ask other people. Do other people say to you, oh, you have the gift of hospitality, or you have the gift of encouragement? But perhaps most importantly, just spend some time in prayer with God's Spirit and say, where are you directing me? And then secondly, the secret, the true secret of discovering your spiritual gifts is this. Give it a go. Give it a crack. Try it out. All too often, we're waiting in silence, just listening. Okay, God, tell me, lightning bolt time, tell me what my spiritual gift is. And of course, it's right at times to wait on God, particularly around the Holy Spirit. We saw the disciples be told by Jesus to wait for the Holy Spirit. But all too long, we err more to that area than actually moving, than actually getting up and doing something. And it's been my experience that it's much easier for me to hear from God when I'm going in a direction. So he can correct me when I'm wrong. He has done frequently corrected me when I'm wrong. But I think it's much easier for God to direct a moving ship than it is for him to direct a ship that's in dry dock. So give it a crack. Give it a go. Try something. Serve. Lead. Encourage. What possibly could go wrong? If you think you have a gift and it isn't the gift that actually God has given for you, at least you've given it a go. You've actually grown in faith. Yeah, we can throw some mud against the wall together and see what Jesus says is sticking. Give it a crack and move on. Don't believe the lie that you're too young or too old to have a spiritual gift, or that your time is done, or that you're not that sort. most importantly, as I finish, the warning I want to give to you is that if you don't use your spiritual gift, not only will you miss out on having that life to the full that Jesus promised, but his church will miss out. His church will miss out. He will not be glorified in that area of your life. And I can't believe there's anyone here today that doesn't want God to be glorified in that. So let's not let that happen. Let's be the army of God here in Bedhampton, an army of love and of service, an army spirit empowered. And let's begin by discovering the shape part of you that is your spiritual gift.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.